Hello.
Hey Angela, this is Daniel Nelson with Local Splash on the Google Guarantee Department. How you doing today?
Yes, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. Did my number come up as spam on your end? I'm just curious.
No.
Okay.
It just came out up like a local number from my cell phone, like my area code, like
okay.
Some spam people do, but it didn't show up like spam likely or anything like that.
Okay, super weird. All right. But the reason I'm calling, so I know you're a new account with us, but we saw that you clicked in your client dashboard yesterday regarding more information on Google Guaranteed. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think I might have, because it said something about learning more about something on there.
Yeah.
And I looked at it briefly. I thought I was going to be able to find out whatever it was talking about a little bit more, but I think it just brought me to my Google dash, like my Google business profile.
Right.
And
so when you click
it, leads and stuff. Yeah,
it alerts my department basically. So I just put you in for later today to call. But let me ask you, have you heard of Google Guarantee before? Do you know what it is?
No, I don't. That's
okay.
Why I was a little interested, because I didn't know if it was like, you know, if it was like advertising, or like what, if it was part of the advertising with Google or what, or how that works. So yeah, that's why I clicked it, because it was like,
yeah.
Oh, guaranteed, and let me see what that's all about.
Right.
So, yeah.
It's amazing. I'm the main person that sets those accounts up here, so you're talking to the right person. Basically, what Google Guaranteed is it's a pay-per-lead program directly through Google. And it really is the best lead program on the market currently. And here's why. These leads are only sent to you. So you don't, like, share the lead with other companies.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes through via phone call. So when the lead comes through, it comes through on your end as LSA lead, which is just another term for Google Guaranteed. And you only pay for qualified leads, meaning when that lead calls you, if you schedule an appointment with the lead, like if you schedule an estimate,
uh-huh.
Or if you quote them, if you go over pricing, those are the only two things considered a qualified lead that you would be charged for. Okay?
So that's it. So I'm sorry, say that again. So if you schedule an appointment?
Or quote them. Scheduled appointment, or if you quote them. So the way it works is every company that qualifies for the Google Guaranteed section, and I'll go
uh-huh.
over the qualifications in just a second,
uh-huh.
but every company that qualifies, it's not their phone number showing. It's a Google rotating number, which is recorded by an AI. So basically Google bots, which
okay.
automatically pick up if it's qualified or unqualified. So
okay.
basically, to simplify it, when they call, if you book an appointment or if you quote them, you're being charged for the lead. If it's anything other than that, like out of your radius, a solicitation call, a service you don't provide, all of those are deemed as unqualified leads, you're automatically not charged for. Make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, there are a couple requirements to qualify for that platform. The main reason they call it Google Guaranteed isn't because it's guaranteeing you leads. It's actually called that because it's guaranteeing the potential client of your work. Google's saying, hey, we back this company. Google even offers up to $2,000 of insurance to the client if they booked your services through Google Guaranteed. Okay?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's basically Google saying we guarantee this company is why it's called that. So the requirements for your vertical, which just means your category and area, and you could target as far as you want on Google Guaranteed as long as you have these requirements, okay? So it does require a Pennsylvania State Home Improvement Contractor registration. It looks like you
yep.
have that, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. Also, you need liability insurance on the company. Do you have that?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I didn't check before, but, you know, I figured you'd tell me. The other requirement on any face-to-face employees, In other words, if you guys have a big crew of guys, but you or George are like the main person talking to the clients, it would just be you. You would have to go through a background check. Would that be fine?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. I always felt awkward asking that one, but I have to.
Yeah, I think like with all these, like we were, one of the reasons why we were kind of looking elsewhere was we were actually doing the, like we're with the Angie's or home service, whatever type of this home advisor, and they did the same thing. Yeah, to get us through that. So I know, I think generally it'll be George. He, I guess, you know, would be the one. I think we've ran that because he's the one who's, I mean, they might talk to me, but face to face with him, that's who would be going like to the houses and selling. So
yeah, all you have to do, and I'd walk you through this, but on the application, all you do is you put zero field workers and one owner, and then they just do the background on him instead of all of his employees too, you know.
Okay.
And Google doesn't have like a van driving around checking up on it. I have a lot of clients that do it that way, you know.
Okay, so you said it was zero field workers, and what was that other
one owner
to put in
there? You put one owner, put zero field workers, and then they just do the background check on George is how it would work.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'll walk you through all that, you know, but, okay, so you qualify for this program. I'm sure you want to know what your lead fees would be, right?
Yeah, yeah, and, like, okay. What else goes along with it? Yeah, because, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. That's the main question always, you know, so I'll get into that right now. Just so you know, because I heard you say you guys are doing Home Advisor, the major difference with this, right, for one, you don't share the leads. So it's not sent to multiple companies. For two, it comes through via phone call. And in my opinion, the best part is it has an automatic dispute system. So you don't have to spend your day disputing leads. It's automatically done for you. Those are the three major differences. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, the cost per qualified lead for the HVAC vertical, it's not going to fluctuate. So it won't go up or down on you. It's going to be at $28 per lead.
$28 per lead. And then is that a flat rate across the board?
Across the board, yeah. So you're going to have a list of subcategories for the HVAC vertical. You don't have to turn them all on. You're just going to want to turn the type of jobs you want on. But any HVAC lead that comes through on the subcategories that you have turned on, those are all going to be at $28 per qualified lead.
Okay.
All right.
That seems good. Yep. That's a lot better.
Google does require a minimum budget. Okay. This is to guarantee you up to 13 leads. You could always set a higher budget if you'd like. Okay. The minimum I'm required to go over with you, that is at $364. That's for 13 leads. Okay.
Is this like is that like a per month thing?
That's what I was going to get into. So the way it works, okay, whatever lead budget you set, it does roll over. So let's say you do the minimum budget requirement at 13 leads and you take on 13 qualified leads. You scheduled an appointment or quoted each lead that came through. The next month, you'll be charged $364 to replenish your lead budget. Okay. Now, let's say you take on three qualified leads, right? And you decide to pause your leads for whatever reason. You're booked out, you guys went on vacation, like whatever it is. Or let's say you only got three qualified leads that month. The following month, you're not charged $364. You're charged the three leads you took on. So it would be 28 times three, which is $84. Okay. Make sense?
Yep. So you pretty much replenish what you're using in essence.
Exactly. Now, I have a client that sets a 200 lead budget a month, right? Some months, he does the whole state though, right? Some months, he does not hit that 200, right? Obviously. So, especially like wintertime. So he just keeps it at 200 and it just kind of replenishes each month is the way it works, you know? But most of, like, every one of my clients, except for one, started at the minimum budget to kind of fill it out, And then they increased it from there. Except, like, I have a few part-time guys that just kept it at the minimum, you know, but...
Gotcha.
Now, we do not charge whatever lead budget you set until we have finished the Google Guaranteed application process. That's where
okay,
we submit
gotcha.
Your license, your insurance, run the background check. Plus, we have to link your Google reviews to your Google Guaranteed page, okay?
Well, I've got to get more of those.
right. We'll help you with those, too. What's it called? What we said in writing is that process can take 4 to 8 weeks. I'm
okay.
the main person that sets these accounts up here, though. So when you mm-hmm. send everything to us ASAP, like I'm talking day one, usually we have you approved in about 2 to 3 weeks realistically. Okay? Now, very important, once you're approved, we do not automatically charge the lead budget. You're going to get a phone call, email, and text verification making sure you're ready to turn your leads on. When
okay.
you give us the thumbs up on that, that is when the lead budget will be charged.
Oh, okay. Because that would be good. I was wondering, that was what I was going to ask, because if the process is going to take a while, and it sounds like something that we would probably be definitely interested in doing, mm-hmm. Like we're just trying to replenish the budget and account for all the new stuff that we're taking on with the SEO stuff and things
right.
like that. So, yeah, that's definitely good. So you're saying the budget won't turn on until we're ready to set it.
Correct. Go. Like I had a client a couple weeks ago, right? I talked to him and he was like, Dan, why am I not getting any leads? You know? And I told him, I was like, we've been contacting you to turn the lead budget on, you know? so he thought it was on. I'm really clear on all the calls, but since that
yeah.
happened 2 weeks ago, I'm like putting an exclamation point on it. Like, you got to be responsive if you want those leads on, you know?
yeah.
So he's rocking and rolling now. His are on and everything, but yeah, he was for like a month, he thought they were on though. And he's like, man, this thing sucks, you know? Like, we do charge though, just so there's a one-time application / management fee. So this is to run your background and get you approved for the Google Guaranteed section. So it's not like a renewal fee. You pay it one
okay.
time, you never have to pay it again. That is for $250.
Okay. So it's a one-time app fee and management. Okay.
I am going to send, I have your guys' email on file. It's the info email, right?
Yep.
Okay. So I'm sending you an email titled Google Guaranteed. It's going to have everything
okay.
I just went over in writing. Now,
mm-hmm.
what I'm going to do, I'm going to reply to that email, okay, with your vertical, which just means your category, the cost per qualified lead, what
mm-hmm.
the minimum budget requirement is, and I'm going to copy and paste all your subcategories in your vertical, too. That way you can
okay.
see them in writing. Okay?
Okay.
So
okay.
let me get that to you.
Now, I know this is
yeah.
it sounds so crazy, but you're saying that this is, like, for anything. So whether it's a service call, a repair, like, stuff like that, maintenance, and even, like, a new system, that's
correct.
All $28 no matter what?
You can turn on just new systems. So you're going to see the list of subcategories in just 1 second. I'm hitting send.
No, I
right
just want
now.
To make sure because,
yeah.
like, with,
it's everything.
With Angie.
Yeah.
With Angie's, it goes up when it's, like, a new installation.
Correct. I hear that all the time.
And
yeah.
You can't. I cannot express to you, you probably have heard this, but it pisses me off so much when they want to charge me $120. And then the people don't answer, and I'm trying to call these people, and they don't answer, or this and that, and it's just like, you're not charging me $120 just to have somebody's name, email, and phone number. Like
Exactly.
Like, you're not,
yep.
you're not
I hear
charging
it all the
me
time.
For all that, and then on
yeah.
top of it, you're sending it out to at least 5 other people, so you're making, like, a lot of money on this.
Yeah.
Who knows how many
the
people
the main winner is Angie Leads, you know, for sure. Like, yeah. But, you know, this one, though, it's $28 regardless of the type of lead. You're just going to want to turn the type of leads that you want on. And
right.
In that situation where you never speak to them, well, that wouldn't happen with Google Guaranteed, because
yes,
if you don't speak to the person, you're not charged, right, automatically, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So, like, is there, like, when you get into the account, that, you know, you're up and running, I'm assuming that there's some sort of a dashboard or some way to keep the history of everything.
There is. On your current dashboard through us, right, we like to put everything in one place, right? So on your current dashboard, you're going to see something that says local leads, right? Add a section that says paid leads, right? Like right now you don't have it on there because you're not on Google Guaranteed yet. But we'll add paid leads, and that will show you every Google Guaranteed lead that came through. And it's going to say next to it paid or unpaid, which essentially means qualified or unqualified.
Okay.
I'm trying to
open up the things just so I can see. Open up the dashboard. So this is all like local / it's all connected to the one thing.
All connected,
thing. That's
good. We're like a one-stop shop, you know?
Yeah, that's great. That's what we're trying to be too, but we're taking baby steps to get there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So there is
such a great field, you know, for sure.
Yeah, well, he likes to do a whole bunch of other things with that too. Like, there's it can expand. So, you know, we're trying to do some a little bit of plumbing stuff that's related to home comfort and efficiency stuff. So.
Okay.
But,
so
hold
on. Let me check the plumbing vertical too. Give me 1 second. Let me check the requirements on that. Are you guys already offering plumbing, or that's something you guys are doing later?
It's very, very minimal stuff. Like, we obviously will do like water heater repairs and installations, and we will do some like water softeners and water filtration stuff. Eventually, we're looking to also do like home security and cameras and things like that. But that's, you know, definitely a learning in progress thing that we're doing right now. So we want to be like the whole home comfort solution for people like locally, like whatever it is that they need. And we're not offering like plumbing, like fixing people's toilets and like that kind of stuff, like outright. That's more for people who call us and become our customers.
Right.
You know, so like we're not doing that kind of plumbing, but we want to do like some of the you know, like the water filtration things and water softeners and stuff like that.
Let me send you those subcategories too on plumbing. And what's cool, I guess Pennsylvania is one of those states where like you just need, because it's the same registration needed for plumbing and HVAC when I looked it up.
Mm-hmm.
So that's awesome. Some states, they were, like California, they have like all different kinds of like licenses. Like, you know, like you need a plumber license or you need a HVAC license. Like, so that's cool they do it that way. The cost per lead on the plumbing vertical is lower. That's $18.67 per lead. Amazing. Give me 1 second here. Let me get the subcategories, because I just want to see if these are any of the stuff you guys are trying to target too, you know? Let's see.
Mm-hmm.
I see water heaters on there, though, so let's see. All right, I replied to you with the plumber stuff too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, if you do both verticals, like if you do the HVAC and the plumbing, you don't add the minimum budgets together. We have to go off the higher minimum budget, which in this case would be HVAC. But I'm going to tell you, 10 times out of 10, when you do multiple verticals, you're going to have a rollover because it won't add up. Like every plumber lead will be $18.67, and every HVAC lead will be $28, like each qualified lead. You know what I'm saying? So if you don't hit the $364, your remaining budget rolls over.
Gotcha.
Yeah, does that make sense of what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. I'm pretty sure I got that.
Okay, awesome. All right, so tell me, how does this sound to you? Do you want to get the application process started?
I do. What does that entail?
So what I need to do I'm going to schedule a Google guaranteed onboarding appointment. Okay.
Okay.
This is, so you're going to have a lead technician assigned to your company. This is the person actually managing your leads. So they just want to meet you. They'll go over like how many leads you want daily, weekly, monthly. You could always start with that minimum budget too, like I mentioned. But very important, they're going to be able to push your application through, which I'm going to have sent to you via email and via text message here shortly. Okay?
Okay.
Now, even though I'm not your lead technician, I am super active in my Google Guaranteed accounts. So I am going to send you my direct line and extension right now.
Okay.
So give me one sec. My like little pre-made text isn't working, so I got to type it out. I messaged my IT guy to fix it, so thank God for those guys.
Yeah.
All right, so let me get this.
They're like the little men in the background.
Yeah, it's like, man, if something goes, because, you know, we're on the computer and the phones like all day, so if something goes wrong, I need those guys, you know? So we got a super cool one. His name's OJ. He is on top of it, you know? So, yeah.
All right, I got your text.
Yeah, so that's just my direct line and extension, okay? So you have
okay.
it. Okay. All right. Now, before I schedule the onboarding appointment, and I have the application sent to you via text and via email, for the one-time application fee for Google Guaranteed, are we going to use the same card we have on file for you?
Right. You know what? Wait, so if I have to do the, might have to wait if that is the case. If I have to give the fee right now, I have to just make sure I have that on that. Like, cause
on that card. Got it.
On that card or even on, like, yeah, that shouldn't be from, on another card, if anything. I would have to just make sure of all that first. So yeah, I'm most likely would probably use that same card. I just don't know. It's just been fluctuating there and, he's got the cards.
Got it. Okay. Just so you know, it's coded out for security purposes, but just so you know, the last four of the one we have, it's, ends in 4632.
Yep.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So, so you need to check the funds first, right? To make sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's definitely, I know that this is not even something I would have to talk to him about, because this is something that sounds way better to us than
you're
Andy's,
gonna love it.
So.
Yeah. So we started offering it 3 years ago. Like, Google Guaranteed is new. It's like the newest lead program. Since we started offering this, we have 100% retention rate on these accounts. Like, it is the business.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And, like, you see, like, it's hard for me to gauge and see what's going on, but, like, do you guys, like, have, like, stats on, like, in particular, like, with Pennsylvania or in, like, our area, like, generally, like, how many people are coming through, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I know we got, like, a lot of, like, major local companies that are out here, but nobody seems to be, like, mixed reviews about everything here, and so, like, I'm just trying to, like, make sure. I mean, it sounds like it works, and, you know, I just want to make sure, like, hey, you know, if it looks a little slow a little bit at some point, well, you know, it'll pick back up, kind of a thing, you know?
Oh, for sure, like, for sure.
Like, do you see it, like, growing from when you first started with people reaching out, like, on Google and stuff like that, and the people who are searching for the stuff, do they have to, like, sign up to, like, the Google?
No, all they do is search. It's the first thing that shows up on a search, so it's super easy for the consumer. So when they do a search for, like, HVAC contractor, just to use an example, the first thing that shows up is Google Guaranteed, right? So it's easy on the consumer. They don't have to create a profile or anything. They go to your profile, they see that Google guarantees your work, and they're able to call you from your Google guaranteed listing, right? In terms of, like, the results you can expect, so it's dependent, right? Now, HVAC is our best category. Like, that one was the first Google guaranteed category that even opened up. And it is like, it does the best for whatever reason, okay? But when you're doing the minimum budget requirement, right, it's easy to hit that, right? Unless you're just targeting like one zip code or something, you know? But with your service area, right, and showing up at the top in the Google Guaranteed section, that is going to bring you leads. So that minimum budget requirement is like super easy to hit. What I'd recommend to you, and I just recommend this because all my other clients have done it except for one, you start with the minimum budget, get a feel for it, how it works, how the leads are turning over, right? And then month two, you're able to change your lead budget. Like, I have some clients that call in and change it bi-weekly even. You know what I'm saying? So you don't have to have a 13 lead budget a month. You could say, hey, I want 20 leads this week, or I want 15 leads this week, et cetera, you know? But its popularity is growing, but the good thing is a lot of companies don't know about it yet. So it's not overly saturated, like Angie's, Thumbtack, Networks, you know?
Yeah, that's also a plus. That's also
huge
a plus.
And, for sure.
And then, I just had a question. It's leaving my brain. What was it?
I hate it when that happens.
I know. It was a good question, too. I know it was. Here it goes. So if we sign on with the Google Guaranteed thing, right, does that also help with the SEO and it pulls us, like, to the top as well? Like, is that, like, a bonus, like?
Great question. Great question. So they're separate platforms. As of now, it doesn't really affect the local SEO. Okay. And the reason why, to my understanding, is on Google Guaranteed, it's a different phone number, right? Than what's being marketed on your Google Business profile, on your website, on Meta. So it doesn't really correlate with the SEO. Now, it helps you because now you're showing for your entire target area as a top recommended option at the top of the page in that Google Guaranteed section. And it's kind of like the BBB, right? Like, people sign up for the BBB because it makes them, like, look good. Like, people are like, hey, we're accredited. So you get that, too, with Google Guaranteed because Google's saying, hey, we back this company. But not only that, because we have the BBB, you don't really get leads from the BBB, you know? Google Guaranteed, you're actually getting leads too, you know, and it's the fairest lead program around. Like, to give you an example, I haven't had this happen to any Google Guaranteed client, but let's just say it did. If you got zero leads for the month, right, you would literally pay $0 because no leads came through, you know? So it's the fairest lead program there is right now. It's amazing.
Okay.
Yeah,
I like it. I just the fact in itself, the lead cost is way better. And like the fact that, you know, technically it's only $364 a month for a minimum budget, and that is like, you know, paying $130 for something like that with Angie's, and it was just annoying.
Right.
It sounds good.
For sure.
I just have to, it sounds like I'm just going to have to, just double check everything with the, to get the 250 done in that and for the application. Is there anything that I can do in the meantime?
No, it's really, we're on that application fee because once we submit that, what happens is you get automatically sent the application via text and via email. The application is the first, like, that's the biggest step, because once you get that through, you don't have to turn your leads on right away, right? Like, you could turn them on when you want to, but when you kind of wait to do the application, then, you know, you're like, man, I really hope it gets approved soon. And like, the application is the first step, basically, to get everything.
Yeah, no, I get that. I understand that. I just, maybe, like, you're going to, obviously, I have it all, but I'm assuming you'll need copies of the insurance and the contractor license and stuff like that, right?
Correct. Yeah, so we send you a doc, right, or an application, and you put that in the link, and the information sent directly to Google. for Google Guarantee. Now, what's crazy is the Google Business Profile, sometimes they require that info too, but it's two separate places these are going. So we have to send it for the Google Guaranteed section, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, and then you have to do your background too. The background's done by two companies. One is Pinkerton. If Pinkerton does your background check, no other information other than what's on the application is needed. The other is Evident. And 9 times out of 10, I've noticed it is Evident that does the background check. So when they're doing the background check, they require you to scan the front and back of your driver's license. So we just send you that text message where you click it, pulls up the camera, and you just scan it. Super easy.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay.
Yep.
That's no problem. Put that down there. I definitely want to do this. Okay. All right. So I, all right. Just sorry. I'm getting like all these, I got like all the text messages.
Yeah, you're good. You're good. I get it.
All the text messages from local slash. So is there a way I can maybe just, maybe, I don't know if it's be processing this part or whatever with you, can I like call you back? I don't know. Maybe like tomorrow I can probably give you a call back once I think, I know I might have to figure, where everything is, and stuff like that. So I, am I able to like kind of give you a call back or whatever?
Yeah, you can. So when you call, right, if I'm on the phone with another client, I always call you back right after I'm off the phone with them. If I'm not on the phone, right, I obviously answer my calls live. But better yet, too, what time were you thinking? I could schedule an appointment with you, too. That works better for you.
Well, I'll probably, I mean, okay, so tomorrow's what, Thursday. I think I'm okay. Anytime after 11.
Okay, so let me.
But I, you know,
pull up the soonest time I have tomorrow is at 2 p.m. I have an 11 a.m. too, but you said after 11, right?
11 or after, but 2 p.m. is probably fine. Is that 2 p.m. my time or your time?
Yeah. Always go off of your guys' time. Yeah, that way it's not confusing. You know, for sure.
2 p.m. is probably okay.
Okay.
2 p.m. is probably better because then it just gives me some time. Like I work part time as well for so I just.
Oh really? Okay.
Like, yeah.
Okay.
I always have like a morning meeting to like 10:30-ish, so it gives me some time, just a little bit of a break. So the 2 p.m. will work for tomorrow if that is good. And then
and if something happens, you can text me or call, you know, like I'll put you in for two, but if you're like in a meeting or something, I'll just leave a voicemail basically, you know. It's no worries at all. Yeah.
Yeah. You know,
what's the other job you do? I'm just curious.
Oh, so I it's a I'm a tax preparer for
cool. Yeah, that's awesome.
We do like a lot of U.S. citizens who live in Germany, so that's like her, her specialty. So yeah. So I mean, that's where not that I don't like doing this stuff, but I love doing bookkeeping and accounting and taxes. That's just the type of person I am.
That is, so I do not love doing that, but I love people that know how. You know what I'm saying? My good friend, he does our taxes because I don't touch those things. And he's like a tax guru, man. Thank God for him. He's super into like, what is that? The crypto. He's super into all that stuff too.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's new.
He's like talking Chinese when he talks to me about it, but I just entertain it. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, okay, man. Like, you know, like I have no idea what your fake money is, dude.
That's definitely
that's big
something.
For the business too. Good for George, man.
It's a new, it's a whole new animal for me. But yes, I am venturing
into
the business, the taxes for the business. So, but yeah, that's That's quite the interesting thing. But I mean, I don't mind doing the bookkeeping for now because I've always done that.
Right.
And we met working for an HVAC company on Long Island. And I ran that, and I'm just like, yeah, it was fun. And I, you know, just give me a business already established and I can run it for you and really have it set. But when I have to like start this from the ground up, it is terrifyingly hard.
Right.
So,
you know what's crazy? I met my wife here. You know, same thing. We met at work too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, for sure. That's
yeah,
crazy.
You know, I don't have to have, work, relations or something like that. Like business relations, you weren't, but it was like the company was family owned, so whatever.
Right. That's cool. For sure.
Well, let it interfere, you know. I was a little bit of a hard ass on him too, you know.
Yeah,
you
yeah. Know? She was hard. She was
come
like
on.
Boss almost when I first came in. I was like, hey, you know.
Yeah,
like, no, that was awesome.
His boss.
Yeah. This same story. That's awesome. Yep.
Yeah.
Well, thank God. That was the best thing that happened to me at work, you know?
Yeah, it's the one thing that you could, like, you know, take home. What's the best part about working at your job?
Yep. I love it here, though.
My significant other.
Yeah, you guys always have, like, little tips and stuff, too. Like, always write them down, you know? Like, it's a cool job. It's a cool job, for sure.
Not a problem at all. Like, it's fun. We work well together, you know, but this is just scary. That's why I'm always, like, yelling at him. So, like, can you just leave me alone? But this seems like it's going to make things much better. This is what we need, something like this. I wish we would have found you guys first.
Right. I hear that all the time, you know, but, you know, never too late. Like, I'm telling you, this lead program is amazing.
No, it's
so,
not. And if you're telling me it's still kind of you know, unknown, and that makes me feel special. Like we can get in there and make it, you know, make a, at least, you know, thrive on it for a little while. Like, you
the
know,
cool thing is too, not everybody could get on it because the companies that don't have insurance or aren't registered, or, you know, there's some too that can't pass the background check. You know, they can't get on, you know, so it's not only is it new, right, but not everybody's able to get it, you know. You'd be surprised.
Yeah, I guess that
how many companies aren't insured.
Probably,
so. Yeah.
Oh yeah, we made sure we were. We made sure we needed stuff for the contractor license. I think they make you get the liability insurance, but we made sure that we had a good one, just because we know that we're dealing with people's property. So.
Yeah, it's just a safety net for you, you know. I wanted to make sure too, I switched because, when the account was set up, they had George's cell phone on file as the cell phone. So do you want that back where he gets the text confirmations basically, or?
No, you can send it to mine. That's fine.
Okay. Perfect. So I'll change yours to the cell phone then. And that's probably why you got a few
like
extra texts.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. It's fine. I just keep looking at them because I'm just, I know there's so many follow-up things that I have to do, so it's better that it comes to me. I get the emails too, but it's just better that it comes to me so that I can
you guys have been on it too. Looks like Google Business profile, you added us, Facebook page, right? Domain was already added.
Yelp.
Yeah, you've been on it for sure.
I did the Yelp permission today, but
good. Okay. Perfect.
Yeah, I don't know. And I don't know if you really know, but like, so like the website part is, I guess it was amazing that they had something for us to look at within like 24 hours for the website. So, on that dashboard, it seems like I'm actually able to make some edits to that before like publishing it and stuff like that. So I can have like the control over that.
Big control. So when you click web editor, you're able to make any of your changes too that you want. Or if you hit like some snags on it or something, like I could always get you set up with like one of our web developers here, and they could walk you through like the changes that you want on there, you know?
Yeah, because like I was looking at it. Obviously, there's a couple of spots on there that looks like it's just placeholders for what like local splash has on there. And then I'm like, oh, I think we need to change this because if I hit publish, it's going to publish everything with, like local splash.
Yeah,
stuff,
I think
so.
They're still, cause you're really new, you're like 4 days in, right? So usually the website's done in that 7 to 14 day mark. So they're probably still putting it together, you know, but you could get on there and make, like, if you want to move some photos around or make any changes in the wording to you, you have full access to all that stuff.
Yeah, sure. they had said that it was right to look at it and to, I guess, I don't know if, there was something on this dashboard to post it to or to make it, oh, so something, I guess, link, I don't know if I had to, like, link it to my, my webpage, like,
oh, to your domain? We're going to do that. So you added us as manager, it looks like, to the domain. So we're just waiting to make sure, like, you're golden, you like it, and it's done, and then they're going to attach it to your domain. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So then I know, I think that I'm still waiting for some picks. I just wanted to make sure I was clear on that. So that's fine, because I honestly thought I had to do something with connecting it to the domain. So
no, they'll connect it. I see all the notes in here too. They just want to make sure, like it looks really good before they attach it on there. But they already have the access. Like, that should be any day now that they attach it, you know?
Okay. All right. And quick question. If after I publish it and we want to make changes, is that done through like my GoDaddy one or is it through here? Would it be on like, would there be a website editor to make changes on here, or do I have to contact you guys to do that? Because
no, you could do the web editor on the dashboard, right, at any time. So after it's published, you still have that web editor. That web editor will always stay there, you know.
Or is it live? Does it like link live to?
It links live, yes. So you got to be careful of what you change on there for sure, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. It's not like
you don't want like a 5-year-old on there like writing stuff or something. You know?
No, I don't, but I just want to, because sometimes they're like, oh, here, you know, your changes are, you know, not live yet, you know, click here to, like, publish your changes, and I just, you know, I just want to make sure that
it's no, it goes live as soon as you publish it, yes, 100%.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
That's good to know. All right, that's
something. Changes on Google, though, like, if you change, like, an address or, like, changes on Google can take longer, but the website, as soon as you publish it, it's golden. It's good to go, for sure.
Okay. All right. That's cool. Yep.
All right.
Good. This is what I was. All right. That link that you were talking about for this particular with the Google Ads, it's under that. I just found it again. I don't know why I didn't see it. I clicked on the leads, but it's under Google Ads. So, like, once we get signed up, this is where it would be. Like, everything would be.
It'll be under leads.
Yep.
So, when you go to client dashboard, Google Ads is pay-per-click. So, the only clients that I recommend to Google Ads is the ones that don't qualify for Google Guarantee. Because Google Ads are going to be, every time you're clicked on, it takes from your budget, you know? Google Guarantee is going to be pay per qualified lead. So meaning you're actually speaking to somebody and either scheduling an appointment or quoting them. So where it's going to be, if you go to local leads, it should be at the very top below total results. It'll say local leads. Let me see.
You're
on a phone or?
No, I'm on the I'm on a website, like on computer, laptop.
Okay. So you should see to the right then of total leads, you'll see local leads.
That's not there right now. Like I have, I'm on the leads tab, and then there's the search bar, and then there's there's like a little graph thing with total leads, and then a reload button, and an export log.
Right,
so
it says zero total, zero calls, zero SMS, zero website, zero Facebook ads right now.
Yeah,
right? Next to the Facebook ads, they're gonna add a section that says paid leads. That will be for your Google Guaranteed leads. That's added after we activate your Google Guaranteed account.
Okay, good. So I just want to have an idea of where I'm going on this. Okay.
Yeah, and you would just toggle. So you would take the total off because obviously, like, those numbers will start going up. And then the paid leads, like, you're going to click on that one. And it will show you every lead that came through, and it says paid or unpaid next to it, which means qualified or unqualified.
Oh, okay. And this, so if somebody winds up going through, like, our website and calling us or through Facebook, No.
So Google Guaranteed, the only way that you could be charged for the lead is they have to go to the Google Guaranteed section. And the reason we do that is we don't want you to pay for leads when they go to your website or Facebook. So it would have to be the Google Guaranteed section in order for you to be charged for the lead.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah. I meant like this general tab with the leads is if like somebody contacts us, not just the Google Guaranteed, but like if somebody contacts us in some way or another, text, call, through our website. Okay.
Sorry. My mind's always on Google Guaranteed, you know? So I was like...
No, that's fine. And I understand that. I wanted to, it just dawned on me like, okay, so that's what this page in particular means is all.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes,
I got it.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. That sounds good. Okay. So then I will, guess I'll be talking to you tomorrow because I just have to, like I said, look around, make sure it's where it needs to be and then figure out and have, and whatever, it might wind up being a different card. I don't know at this point, but we're going to make something happen here. And then, we'll talk again tomorrow and
we'll,
I guess we'll take it from there then, I guess.
Yeah,
I really did.
100%.
I can't wait to tell George.
Yeah, you guys are going to love this. And remember too, that application fee that's needed, that's a one time. So I know Angie's is like a renewal. This is not a renewal. So you pay it one time, you never have to pay it again. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I got to remember with them, they'll probably try to sink that on us.
Yeah, I think they do a $288 annual fee is what other clients have told me. I'm not sure if that's the same or whatnot. That's just the last I heard, you know?
Yeah, that's probably something like that. I thought it was around like the 300 mark or something like that. It was either that or they wanted you to like spend like $700 or $800 like, for a lifetime, and I'm like, well, what if we don't like you? But
for sure. Well, I've been hearing that one too. People tell me $700 for $1,000 a lead or something. Like,
it was like, oh well, it sounds like it might make sense, but you know, to do. But and I was like, all right, well, maybe. But then I think it was George. He was the one who was just like, well, let's just do this. We don't, you know, I don't know, so.
Right.
Good thing we didn't. Because I was like, okay, well, $750, and you're getting $1,000 credit for leads, and that's obviously gone.
I heard that goes so fast, though, is what other people have told me, you know. But, you guys will love this, you know. We'll touch base tomorrow. If you guys need to change the card, we could do that, or I could show you how to do it, easy breezy. And then, we'll get it rolling tomorrow for you. Okay?
Okay. That sounds good. Great.
All right, Angela, great talking to you and George, and you have a great rest of your day, okay? Pleasure speaking with you.
You too. Thanks.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.